pruebas de certificación. Escucharás el audio dos veces. Dispones de 2 minutos para leer la tarea, 1 minuto entre escuchas, 1 minuto al finalizar la segunda escucha. Tarea 1.
Zero. The day began as covering these kinds of stories often does, with road closures. As the national capital, Delhi, prepared to host its annual Republic Day parade, a show of the country's military might and a celebration of India's cultural diversity, many routes in Delhi had been shut. With the Prime Minister in attendance and thousands of police, the tightest security usually surrounds the occasion.
One.
And so, as I made my way to report on a farmers' protest, timed to coincide with this Indian national holiday, I found myself walking past police barricades, just to get to my taxi. Once on the road, I made my way to the edge of Delhi's borders, where farmers have been peacefully protesting in their thousands for months. As we approached the outskirts, it too was heavily fortified, hundreds of officers on duty, restricting traffic in and out of the city.
Two.
As we finally made our way to the side of a large highway, they started to approach. Hundreds of farmers appeared on the horizon, some on foot, others on noisy motorbikes. And then the tractors came into view. One by one, they rolled past me, adorned with balloons, flowers, and Indian flags fluttering in the breeze. Some of them carried as many as 10 farmers in the cab. The occupants smiled, chanted, cheered, and waved at us as they passed. As Indian Bhangra music blared from stereos, I was reminded of an Indian wedding procession. The colour, the energy, the excitement.
Three.
But all of this was part of a protest against proposed laws these farmers fear will damage their livelihoods. "Farmers feed India," read a sign on one of the tractors. "Hands off our farms," said another. The farmers say they weren't properly consulted on these reforms, which deregulate India's agriculture sector by allowing them to sell crops directly to big business. Many I met on their way to Delhi favour the existing system, in which they trade via government-regulated wholesale markets, a structure which guarantees minimum prices for certain crops. "We fear that we'll lose these minimum support prices," Gurtej Singh, a farmer from Ludhiana in Punjab, told me as he clutched a large Indian flag on a pole. We won't go back home until they repeal the laws, he told me. Fellow farmer Harpreet Singh joined our conversation. Only the Prime Minister's saying these are good laws. We don't think they're good for us, he added.
4.
These protests have become the biggest challenge facing the populist Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Many say he misjudged the strength of feeling among farmers, who make up 4 in 10 of India's workforce and have a powerful voice in Indian society. As one tractor moved past me, I noticed something resembling a scarecrow attached to its front. On closer inspection, I realised it was an effigy, with a picture of Mr. Modi attached to the head of the cloth ragdoll. As the rally continued past, an unusual sight, as a group of farmers dashed merrily past us on horses at lightning speed.
5.
And as we moved closer towards Delhi itself, we noticed a greater police presence and began hearing reports that some farmers who'd reached the capital had breached security barriers. Chaos ensued as thousands forced their way into the capital. Police used tear gas to disperse the crowds. What was intended as a peaceful protest turned ugly. Farmers even pushed their way into Delhi's historic Red Fort, climbing the ramparts.
6.
Protesters and police were injured, and one farmer died. Police blamed the farmers, saying they diverted from the agreed time and route of the march, entering central parts of the city that weren't designated. Farmers accused the police of being too heavy-handed and said the violence shouldn't detract from those who did march peacefully.
7.
As dusk fell on the city, I felt the crunch of shards of broken glass underfoot, the remnants of the window of a bus which had been used to block entry to what's usually a busy intersection. I recalled seeing footage of a tractor forcefully driving into a similar-looking vehicle earlier that day. By this point in the evening, the farmers no longer outnumbered the police, and the protests had been called off. Rows of officers lined up in the centre of the road. On a normal evening, we'd never survive all the traffic to walk through there.
8.
As I passed some of them guarding the area, I was reminded of my early morning mission to cover the story in the first place. India's Republic Day is usually a time for celebration and national pride. This year, it'll be remembered for much more.
Zero.
The day began as covering these kinds of stories often does, with road closures. As the national capital Delhi prepared to host its annual Republic Day parade, a show of the country's military might and a celebration of India's cultural diversity, many routes in Delhi had been shut. With the Prime Minister in attendance and thousands of police, the tightest security usually surrounds the occasion.
1.
And so, as I made my way to report on a farmers' protest, timed to coincide with this Indian national holiday, I found myself walking past police barricades, just to get to my taxi. Once on the road, I made my way to the edge of Delhi's borders, where farmers have been peacefully protesting in their thousands for months. As we approached the outskirts, it too was heavily fortified, hundreds of officers on duty, restricting traffic in and out of the city.
2.
As we finally made our way to the side of a large highway, they started to approach. Hundreds of farmers appeared on the horizon, some on foot, others on noisy motorbikes. And then the tractors came into view. One by one, they rolled past me, adorned with balloons, flowers, and Indian flags fluttering in the breeze. Some of them carried as many as 10 farmers in the cab. The occupants smiled, chanted, cheered, and waved at us as they passed. As Indian Bhangra music blared from stereos, I was reminded of an Indian wedding procession. The colour, the energy, the excitement.
3.
But all of this was part of a protest against proposed laws these farmers fear will damage their livelihoods. Farmers feed India, read a sign on one of the tractors. Hands off our farms, said another. The farmers say they weren't properly consulted on these reforms, which deregulate India's agriculture sector by allowing them to sell crops directly to big business. Many I met on their way to Delhi favour the existing system, in which they trade via government-regulated wholesale markets, a structure which guarantees minimum prices for certain crops. We fear that we'll lose these minimum support prices, Gurtej Singh, a farmer from Ludhiana in Punjab, told me, as he clutched a large Indian flag on a pole. We won't go back home until they repeal the laws, he told me. Fellow farmer Harpreet Singh joined our conversation. Only the Prime Minister's saying these are good laws. We don't think they're good for us, he added.
4.
These protests have become the biggest challenge facing the populist Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Many say he misjudged the strength of feeling among farmers, who make up 4 in 10 of India's workforce and have a powerful voice in Indian society. As one tractor moved past me, I noticed something resembling a scarecrow attached to its front. On closer inspection, I realised it was an effigy, with a picture of Mr. Modi attached to the head of the cloth ragdoll. As the rally continued past, an unusual sight, as a group of farmers dashed merrily past us on horses at lightning speed.
5.
And as we moved closer towards Delhi itself, we noticed a greater police presence and began hearing reports that some farmers who'd reached the capital had breached security barriers. Chaos ensued as thousands forced their way into the capital. Police used tear gas to disperse the crowds. What was intended as a peaceful protest turned ugly. Farmers even pushed their way into Delhi's historic Red Fort, climbing the ramparts.
6.
Protesters and police were injured, and one farmer died. Police blamed the farmers, saying they diverted from the agreed time and route of the march, entering central parts of the city that weren't designated. Farmers accused the police of being too heavy-handed and said the violence shouldn't detract from those who did march peacefully.
7.
As dusk fell on the city, I felt the crunch of shards of broken glass underfoot, the remnants of the window of a bus which had been used to block entry to what's usually a busy intersection. I recalled seeing footage of a tractor forcefully driving into a similar-looking vehicle earlier that day. By this point in the evening, the farmers no longer outnumbered the police, and the protests had been called off. Rows of officers lined up in the centre of the road. On a normal evening, we'd never survive all the traffic to walk through there.
8.
As I passed some of them guarding the area, I was reminded of my early morning mission to cover the story in the first place. India's Republic Day is usually a time for celebration and national pride. This year, it'll be remembered for much more.